T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have our mystery guest. And then at 5:35, Nate Boyer, you may remember, the ex-Green Beret, who was the one that kind of was the influence for Colin Kaepernick. If I remember correctly, guys, Kaepernick sat originally, and I think it was Boyer, and we can ask him the question, said to him that it would be showing more respect if you were taking a knee and not sitting. We'll get into it because we want to get his 2 cents.
Yeah, I think that's
and how
it.
He feels about Drew Brees right now. So
yeah,
we'll do all of it. Talking about Jake Fromm right now, the Buffalo Bills rookie quarterback. This is a text from 2019, March of 2019. Apparently, it was from a female, I believe, and she probably looked at the situation right now, and maybe she had an issue with Fromm or something, and she snitched on him, right? She ratted him out, saying, okay, I'll destroy his life. Clearly, the text that she released out there is racist. There's no question about it. So does Jake Fromm survive all of this? Drew Brees has taken a lot of heat. He's apologized at least twice, and who knows? Maybe there are a couple more coming up this weekend. What do they do to Jake Fromm now?
I think he can. Yes. Yeah, I think he can survive it. Now, I don't know. Maybe the Bills release him. I have no clue. But I do think that he'll have an opportunity to make it right. And if he goes out there and can perform. But I think it's going to be hard for him for a while. I hate to say that the kid's career is over this. It was a mistake. I don't know him personally. So... But I like to think that he can overcome it. Some point, he just needs to repair a lot of things right now.
So the best thing about Jake Fromm, real quick, Glenn, the best thing, the best asset Jake Fromm has is he's probably not going to play. He's a rookie. They're not going to see much of him. He may or may not even suit up. The season is going to be delayed. They'll forget about Jake Fromm. I mean, the media will they're going to be it. They're going to have a good team. They're going to have a lot of talent. They're going to win games. The last thing people are going to want to be dive into is Jake Fromm and what he did when he was 21 years old.
That's a good point. And I think the other part of it is that you've got to take it into consideration. And we've had this debate before. Are these young kids, and so many of them are immature and they say stupid things on Twitter out there, how they don't destroy their Twitter account and start a new one once you become a professional, right? You discard everything, delete everything, right? But they don't, and there's too much evidence out there of immature acts. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are racist, but they're many times saying racist or insensitive things out there. And we've argued this point before. Should we make them responsible now, years later, when they're adults? But in this case with Jake Fromm, this was a text back and forth with apparently a female friend who apparently thought it was a good week to stick it to Jake Fromm. And it was meant to be private.
And it wasn't from 8 years ago either.
No, it was March of last year, 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, not that this is different, but it's like that story you were telling me, Lou, about the parents who were having a race discussion with their daughter.
There's a video going viral.
I just saw this today.
Where the daughter holds the phone up to herself, and she's talking to her parents. And the stuff that's coming out of her parents' mouth, the father, you know, is outrageous.
Outrageous.
And she's trying to, you know, talk to them about racism. And, I mean, it's a bad video. And I get it. You know, people, Rex, I think Chapman actually tweeted out. And I simply responded. He said that she's the future. I'm like, she's going to have to be because her parents are probably going to walk into work. The community will know who they are, and they're probably going to be fired.
Oh, it's lucky that they didn't have the camera on the parents, because you're right. I mean, they were.
No, they know who it is.
They were like
locally,
every.
They know who it is.
They were like
every. If some girl in Cohasset had that camera, you know, and she was from your town, how long before
your town knows exactly who it is? 12 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. That's all you point out. The response I got from that is hysterical. You talk about people with agendas ready to pounce. Stop protecting racist Lou. Yeah, and it's like, dude, here's the thing. Her parents are racist.
You're protecting racist,
okay?
Lou?
No, her parents.
That's terrible, Lou.
I'm just saying, people just
awful.
Pounce.
You're doing
just,
that, Lou.
Right now, they're just out there everywhere. It's crazy. Her parents are racists. She got her parents fired, too, by posting that. Both can be true. Both can be true, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they don't deserve to work if that's their feelings. That's fine, okay? Maybe not, especially given what that guy said he does for a living. I'm just saying, I'm just pointing out, both are true. Father and mother come home from work, maybe get a phone call, and they just sit down at the kitchen table and say, we both got fired. And the daughter says, good, I'm glad, because you guys suck, you're racists. I mean, that's fine. I'm just saying, both can be true. Yeah, the parents are horrible people, especially with some of the comments they made. But they got fired, I guarantee it.
Christian, they were bringing up every stereotype possible to the girl. It's embarrassing.
Boy, it was
so
an obvious
racist.
Setup.
Yeah.
It was an obvious setup.
Right.
Oh, can't trust anybody, Glenn.
here's Martin and Randolph. Hello, Martin.
Martin. And Randolph.
Hi, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
And so, in regards to this, I really think that, yes, of course, he said something, you know, and that was private. And, you know, he may be a kid and young, but at the same time, I do feel there's still some type of accountability we have to have in this situation with him. Even though, yes, it may be something he may not truly feel right now, you look at athletes in the past, there have been situations where their character was questioned from something they said, and it stayed with them for their entire careers. You know, even something like Cam Newton, you look at him and, just it doesn't have to do anything, but he's a black man. You know, you look at him and his character has been questioned ever since certain things he said, like, for example, the situation with him saying he's surprised a woman knows certain football terms, you know. So I feel I'm not calling for this guy to lose his job or, you know, lose his opportunity with the Bills. But at the same time, you know, this is a good thing for, you know, sports analysts, sports radio shows, sports media to be discussing this and to call him out on his actions and for him to have to own up to this situation. But the one thing that I did notice, and
can I stop you real quick? You brought up Cam Newton, yeah. And the response about it just sounds crazy about, you know, weird having a woman talk about routes.
Right.
Do you think he was criticized for that comment because he's black?
No. I think it was. I just said that as a side note. But
no, I know. I'm just saying it made it sound like, you know, he's been criticized because of the color of his skin, and you brought that situation up. I was wondering if you thought that. That was why. I think if he was white and he said something like that, people would have been all over him too, no?
Didn't he deserve that criticism?
So, no, I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. What I'm simply saying is this. Is we noticed that he was criticized. And me as a man of color, I noticed that. And I've seen even guys like, well, even when they deserve it, it stays with them their entire career. But even someone like Josh Brown, who we don't bring up, for all the things that he did in his past, the kicker from the Giants,
yeah,
who was very abusive to his wife, why is that something that wasn't huge news? Why wasn't something that was mentioned?
It was at the time, because we moved on to the next big story. That's what happened.
Right.
But it was for a short period of time. I think people were beside themselves. Didn't he only get a one-game suspension? Is that right?
Yeah. It was a big story back then.
But I don't think it was as big as a story as you're making it right now, and with all due respect, but because I look at even someone like Michael Vick, who did something heinous to dogs, and I'm a dog owner, so I was obviously upset. But to this day, we're still talking about Michael Vick. We're still talking about his acts in the past. So I personally think that if we're going to see the things that Jake Fromm did, we have to question this man's character for a little while now.
Okay, that's fair. So what should they do, Martin, with Jake Fromm? Because I think you're being fair about this. What should they do?
We all agree.
It's a racist comment he made, even though it was a private text.
He's got a long way to go.
Yeah, it's now public, and it's racist. So what should they do? He's just joining a team. What should they do?
I think from this point on, I think we need to continue to question his character publicly. I think that's the biggest thing we can do right now. Yeah, I don't think necessarily there's an action because, like it was a private text, and yes, I do think it was probably like an ex-girlfriend who was upset at him or something, and I wanted to take some type of revenge. That's kind of what I saw from the situation. However, I think that we just need to continue to question his character, even though he said something, just like how Drew Brees said the things that he said and apologized. People now are questioning his character, and he's a bigger deal because of the fact that
I totally agree with you. You like double secret probation. I agree with you. So now let's see his actions. And if you're a fellow player on that team and you're an African-American player on that team, you're probably going to be very cautious around him, right? And on the other hand, you're going to judge him now on his actions. So was that one stupid-ass racist text? Not good, but was that it? Or is in his heart, is this guy a clear-cut racist? Wouldn't that be the way you'd approach it if you were one of those other players?
I would have to judge it based off of his future actions. Like, I don't necessarily think he's a racist. I think that he is more of a kid that is just ignorant. And so I think that there's a lot of kids like that are out there. I went to a predominantly white school and for high school, and I've seen that type of ignorance where kids joked around like saying, "Shut up before I lynch you." So they thought that was funny. And, you know, so when I hear things like that, I've been around people like that, so I understand, you know, that he's probably not racist. I don't think he's necessarily a racist, but I do think that he may have been around people who who may think those thoughts or may think it as a joke because people seem to take race as such a joke. And you know, obviously, there's jokes that you can make that are funny, you know. But at the same time, I think there's a limit. And so what you can say, like, you know,
I think we agree with a lot of what you just said. And so he's going to be judged on a day-to-day basis. And you tell me, Christian, you've been part of an NFL team. He's going to be judged. They're going to watch him. And I'm guarantee you that those players are looking at him saying, "Okay, kid." And they're going to watch and see how his actions.
He's got no choice. He's got no chance. He can walk and do everything. He can do, live a perfect life. He's already been stigmatized.
You think he's Dunsky then?
Well, yeah, for the most part, yeah. And he's a rookie. He hasn't done anything. He wasn't a high draft pick. He's a backup quarterback. He's never going to be seen. He's never going to be heard of. I mean, that's the best thing he's got going for him is that nobody knows who the hell he is. And there's so much other attention going on. He'll be left in the rearview mirror so quickly. And if he ever gets in and he starts winning, then they're still never going to forget him or even like him. He's in trouble. He's in big trouble. So this is a terrible time for him.
We had a situation a month ago in which the Washington Capitals terminated Brendan Lipsick's contract. Okay, he had offensive comments. So apparently there were a series of offensive comments that he made in a private group chat on Instagram that were revealed early on in the week. He apologized for the comments, included foul, misogynistic remarks about women and his teammates, and apparently some of his teammates' wives, girlfriends, etc. And yesterday, my friend's Instagram account was hacked, and an individual circulated images that are representative of private conversations I was part of. I fully recognize how inappropriate and offensive these comments are and sincerely apologize to everyone for my actions. But then the NHL took action against them as well. So they didn't mess around. So does the National Football League have to chime in on this one, gentlemen?
Well,
no, I think the Buffalo Bills should, if anything. I think it's their player. They address it. I don't know how they can, but no, I don't think the NFL should step in yet.
I don't know if you should be. On one hand, it's okay. Do we really going to go back and look? It's like some of those baseball players. I remember that one guy that was drafted, and they brought up some old tweets from when he was in. Even Josh Allen had some of these. I want to say, it's it's pretty common when you think about it. If you look at tweets guys make when they're in high school or when they're 7th or 8th grade, they're just stupid. They don't have any followers. Nobody's even following them. And they're tweeting all this stupid stuff. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he'll probably be out of the league anyways.
All right, mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. Nate Boyer, as we told you, the ex-Green Beret who had great influence on Colin Kaepernick. He will join us at 5:35. Coming up next, I have read all of how the NBA's reopening of the season is going to work. And remember that cute little team I keep on talking about? Gilroy, get ready to listen to this next segment. The Celtics are getting huge breaks here, and I like their chances. How about that? I like the cute little team. See if the boys do. We'll do it next.
Listen to Dale and Keith weekdays 10 to 2. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, guys, the Graff family has pledged $1 million in donations to social justice causes. The donations will go to local grassroots organizations chosen in collaboration with the Patriots players that are fighting for equity, working to end systemic racism, and creating a meaningful change in our community. That is the statement from the Graff family. An update on the future of Major League Baseball comes from Bob Klapsich, a baseball reporter in New York. Also from Bleacher Report, says, quote, "The mood around the MLB negotiations is dark. Even the previously optimistic parties I checked in with are losing hope." Klapsich says it's going to take a miracle to save the Major League Baseball season.
Jesus.
That's sorry, awesome. Sorry, Lou.
That's good.
Hey, Lou, there's always 2021. Yeah. Oh, there's the labor negotiation.
Not getting
year.
Any better.
A trending topic here on blowing up on social media. The LA Galaxy from the MLS has released midfielder Alexander Katai after racist social media posts were made by his wife, the team announced on Friday.
Wait a minute. Oh, well, hold on.
The wife
His wife made these comments. So is it fair to dump the player if his wife is doing it?
What were they? What were the racist comments?
His wife?
How
far down the family tree does it go? Do you have like a sister or a brother?
Is it his ex-wife? Yeah.
The Instagram post mocked the protests relating to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis this week.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Former Red Sox outfielder Carl Crawford has been arrested for allegedly choking his former girlfriend at gunpoint. The alleged victim, the ex-girlfriend, said she was pushed to the ground after the former Major League Baseball player had already unloaded a round from his semi-automatic handgun. Crawford allegedly squeezed her neck while yelling accusations stemming from her involvement with another man. Crawford allegedly texted the woman to inform her he was hiring somebody to track down the male he believed she had become involved with. The lawyer for Carl Crawford, Rusty Harden, denied all charges and said that
Crawford
would never hurt a woman.
Rusty.
Rusty's bad.
Who's your lawyer? Rusty's my lawyer.
I'm Tyler Devitt, right? And that is what is trending now on WEI and WEI.com.
So brought to you by DuckDuckGo Privacy. Tired of being tracked online? DuckDuckGo can help. They have helped millions of people like you take control of their personal information online. With one download, you can search, you can browse privately, avoid trackers, and it's all for free. DuckDuckGo Privacy Simplified.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The fairest way to do this would be to take the 16 teams that, as of March 11th, would have qualified 8 in the West, 8 in the East for the playoffs, but then to take what we're calling the 6 other bubble teams, and it turns out it's 5 teams in the West and 1 team in the East, and those are the teams that were within 6 games of the 8th seed, and then we would begin playing by having what we're calling seeding games, and that is games to determine who ultimately should be the top 8 in the West and the top 8 in the East. And it will also give the players an opportunity after training camp to play not quite regular season games, but meaningful games before they go right into the playoffs.
All of that's irrelevant. I don't care about the bubble teams. The bubble teams are not going to the NBA Finals. The bubble teams are not getting past the first round of the playoffs. Some of the bubble teams are not even going to be in the playoffs. Here's what I do care about, gentlemen.
That's why they're bubble teams.
And that is our cute little team. Because our cute little team, if we were playing normal rules through a regular 82-game season, I would say would have some problems. In the first round of the playoffs, they would get the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia 76ers at home this year are 29-2. Now, the Celtics would have the home court advantage, but if you lost one of those games at home at Boston Garden, you're in trouble. They're 29-2 at home. Well, they're probably going to play the Philadelphia 76ers when we finally get to this reopened tournament. And guess what? The 29-2, the home record, is useless for the Sixers. We're playing on a neutral site. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a vast difference. And I know the matchup has not been good with Philly. I like the matchup. Here's the other thing I like about this. They're going to play every other night. And they're going to play some back-to-back games as well. If you look at the beginning of an NBA season, young players in back-to-back situations or a busy week where you're playing four games, let's say, young teams do much better. When we get into the latter part of the season and into the playoffs, it is the top five players in the league, the super, super, superstars who take over and dominate, but not necessarily like that early on in the season. The Celtics have the perfect makeup. They have a lot of really good players who can each one of them on different nights excel. They're going to be young. They're going to be able to bounce back in these back-to-back or quick, you know, one night off and then back playing again. We're usually in the NBA. You know what it's like in the playoffs. Sometimes you get four nights off in between games. This is perfect for the Celtics.
So how much do you like them?
I like them. I think they can
how
go.
Much?
They can go to the NBA final.
Ooh.
Whoa.
They have to beat Milwaukee.
Turn?
And here's the other one I want to bring up with Milwaukee. Here's the other one I want to bring up about Milwaukee. If you're Milwaukee and you were off to a 53-12 start, you were pacing where you were going to win in the 70s. A team like that playing on a regular schedule every night, every other night, every the two out of three night, whatever, you're in a groove, and you're going to be very difficult to beat. The Milwaukee Bucks season was over at 53-12. They haven't played basketball in 3 months. They have to start all over again.
I would say
that's
this.
An advantage for, again, a disadvantage for Milwaukee. If I'm Milwaukee, I'm pissed.
I don't know how you could possibly determine, you know, who this helps and who this hurts.
Because of the personnel that you have, the different personnel.
Well, I know. But when you talk about young teams playing well earlier in the year and the older teams, the good teams catching a groove late, I think most of that is because the older teams have their eye on the big prize. It's sort of like the Patriots in the month of September. They realize that early on, it's you know, they might be resting guys or doing different things and just sort of pacing themselves. They know it's a marathon to get ready for the sprint at the end of the year. Well, when you dive right into the sprint, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you could honestly sit there and say this is an advantage one team over another. I know one thing. I know the Celtics kind of lack depth, don't they? So they're going to require an awful lot of minutes from their starting five or six deep throughout the postseason every other night because they don't have much depth.
Yeah, they can go seven. They can go eight, maybe.
You know they're about six.
I just think
you know they're about their starting five. That's
I just think the thing that they're lacking is one of those top five players. And now suddenly you're going to ask out of nowhere with 3 months off one of those players to suddenly go out there and accelerate the process, Lou. And because you're right, a part of it is you can take nights off during the course of the season and you're looking for the big prize.
Yeah.
But now what you're doing is older players that are your super, superstars, like LeBron James, are going to have to accelerate it at a very quick pace. That may cause hamstrings, groin injury, all sorts of issues. And teams that rely on that super, super, superstar.
All I'm saying is that it's up in the air. Like, I wouldn't be surprised at anything. We expect it's going to be Milwaukee versus the Clippers or the Lakers. It wouldn't shock me if one team or two teams get in the finals that were like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, the other thing I was going to mention,
I know what happens in the NHL, but I think it could actually happen in the NBA like we've never seen. Just because of that reason. I mentioned the Celtics have no depth. They need to rely on these guys to give you serious minutes. Well, we all know the same thing goes for like that one team with the superstar, LeBron James, AD. How many minutes would they play in the postseason? Are they going to be allowed to do that? And if LeBron can't play 36, 38 minutes, whatever it might be, what does that mean to them? Because he normally would have.
He's going to have to, and that's where I think the Celtics have an advantage.
Huge minutes.
Yeah, but I think they have an advantage.
Is it all based on youth, Glenn?
Yes, it's based on
the Celtics are younger.
See, I don't know.
All right, so because I would say I would say that it's not necessarily as far as your legs go. I guess, I mean, fine, young guys can stay up later at night and do more stuff with less sleep, but I would still say this is a controlled environment, and I don't know how much of a benefit that's going to give them because they're still lacking in experience, and they still have more issues. But youth can't be the only reason why you think this cute little team is going to go to the finals.
Well, I'm not guaranteeing them to go in the finals. I
know,
still think you have to beat Milwaukee, but I'll say this, and the other advantage I was going to mention, I'll give you one more advantage, and that is that we're keeping it with Eastern Conference. So they don't have to play the Clippers in the second round. We talked about this a couple weeks ago when they originally came up with this idea. They were going to intermingle the two conferences, right? And they're not going to do that now.
Yeah, no, but again, I look at it and say, okay, is there a chance you could look at Philadelphia and say, man, what a mess of a season you guys had. You could make it all right by maybe playing up to your ability. The team that a lot of people thought were the second best team in the East had just a crazy season, weird season. That they can put all that behind you.
Let me give you the numbers again with Philly.
NBA Finals.
You tell me what these numbers tell you. This was Philadelphia this year. They were 29-2 in front of the home crowd. They were 10-24 on the road. Let me repeat that, 10-24. Now, here are the Celtics. They were 23-9 at home in front of the home crowd. Pretty good. They were 20-12 away. So they don't rely on that crowd. Philly has a bunch of players that rely on the emotion. Those numbers are off the charts, guys. 29-2 at home and 10-24 on the road. 10-24 is the record that these non-playoff teams have.
Yeah, but
that's awful.
I guess you could also, I think there is going to be an interesting dynamic of teams that were, like we were talking about, teams that were floundering, that couldn't get out of their own way, that weren't living up to expectations. And suddenly they get to stop and reset.
Philly
their season
soft.
Starts all over again.
Philly
well,
soft.
Maybe they get to maybe
they rely
they
on
do
the
some,
crowd.
Maybe they end up doing some soul searching and they recognize like what needed to change. Maybe
Christian,
they have
don't
a whole
you find those numbers off
life.
The charts? Listen,
I do.
When somebody's,
I do, but
when
I also
somebody's
feel,
sick, getting them to be well that quickly is not easy. 29-2 at home and 10-24 on the road, and we're going to play neutral site games right now with no fans.
I think
fans.
The fascinating part about this is that. You don't have a clue what anyone's going to do except maybe three teams. And even then, you sit there and go, well, what if it would go – even so Jason Tatum, I don't know if it was maybe a month and a half ago or he didn't even pick up a ball. He wasn't even shooting. So he's one of your stars. He needs to be your best player. Who's been active? Who's been working out? Who's been staying in shape? Are some of these guys sitting there going, you know what, I'll just wait till I get there to get in shape?
I just think the kids can get in shape a lot quicker than the older guys can, the super, superstars. And I think if you look at an NBA season, you see this an awful lot in the first month of the season where these young players, you sit there and say, oh, my God. And then you get into late in the season in the playoffs, and it's the brains of those super, super, veteran players. And suddenly you say, oh, my God, what happened to the kid? He was so good earlier in the season.
Yeah, there's no question that regular NBA playoffs helps like, the older player because they get, 3 days off in between games?
Yeah, and you're not going to get that right now.
I mean, it's so ridiculous.
They're going to play a tight schedule.
I think it'll be challenging for everybody. I think it's a huge unknown. We have no idea what
these teams
are.
You don't...
I mean, you can look at it and say, Milwaukee's a great team. Hell, they could lose in the first round. I mean, you have no idea how these teams are going to come out.
Yeah, I'll bet you anything. If you want to put a bet, they will not lose in the first round.
Here's the other thing. I will say
they're a better shot of losing the first round now than they did before.
Give me a bet up in New Hampshire.
You know how they navigate the postseason too? So if there's if you're on the road, you're playing in a game, and let's say it's the third quarter and you really can't gain any ground, you're losing, and you know you can't catch up. Most of these teams, they just kind of throw in the towel at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and they just get ready for the next game. I think you're going to see more of that, especially if you have a back-to-back. If a coach identifies, oh, man, we're not as close as I would like to be. I'm going to pull LeBron, and I want to make sure he has enough rest for tomorrow because he started off the game really bad. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat. Let me just get rid of him and have him sit, and we're just going to take our loss on this one. That I do think you're going to see more because they're going to have to figure out a way, especially in the beginning, just to manage these guys' legs. I would say
that's what the first eight games are for.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it's like you really don't
NBA
get them.
NBA takes a good month.
Yeah, in football, you're set. That's halfway through the season.
Yeah.
But in basketball, that's a warm up.
Easy.
No, I know, but it's better than what they were thinking of doing. Like I just think
there's going to be a new just philosophy with coaches and how they manipulate the games that they're playing in. They do it during the regular season, but I think they're going to even do it more so now.
Listen, I don't think it could fall in a better position for your Boston Celtics than it did. It really did. I mean, we know what the season record is, that Philly has dominated the Celtics, and we know why, because of the size advantage or whatever. I'm telling you, you take them out of that environment in Philadelphia, and this thing changes dramatically.
Yeah,
I really believe it changes. Now, I'm not telling you that you're better than Milwaukee, and that is a series that you're going to have a very difficult time winning against, but I would say this, that Milwaukee was off to a historic season. And so they were playing at a historical rate, and suddenly you stop them. You guys know what that's like. When you stop them and you pull the plug and you say, okay, guys, start all over after 90-plus days off, that's not a good situation for a team that was playing so well together.
That's not a good situation for any team. But the reason why they're off to historic is because they're a really good team. So what makes you think they can't come back just as quick, if not better than anybody
because
else?
Because I think
they're
better than other people. You see runs in the NBA where teams go through tough periods. Here's the other one that I wanted to throw out about the Celtics.
They would have been playing
five of those eight games, the regular season games. They would be playing those out in the road. And I wouldn't feel good about those, okay? So they have an opportunity to actually move up in this thing. Because they're playing those games in a neutral site right now.
That's the one thing, too. Like, you talk about the eight games. You said these are the next Celtics eight games. They have to come out with a new schedule, correct?
They already have.
Tell them who the eight games are.
Yeah, they already have. Schedule's out there. So the Celtics...
Yeah, but there's some teams that have games remaining against teams that are no longer invited.
Right, so they replace them. They move down on your schedule. So you just keep on moving down on the schedule to find a team to play.
And there's no like, okay, take Golden State out. Now we're playing, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Well, you can't play Brooklyn because Brooklyn's supposed to play the Celtics that night.
Right. Well,
so, I mean, there's got to be some sort of realignment,
yeah,
right?
But the list of games the Celtics would have played, they would have been playing most of those games on the road. Now it's irrelevant. The NHL, at least there's an advantage. You can talk about an advantage if you're the home team, right? Because you get the line change, right? Mm-hmm. In the NBA, the advantage, and it's a huge one, much larger than the NHL or any other sport, it's the crowd so close to you on the floor. And we see the difference. And young players play much better in a home environment where everybody's rooting them on. All of that is taken away now. So where the Celtics probably, and if you look at it with some of those teams, including teams like Memphis, they might have difficulty beating on the road. They're now going to play them in a neutral site. Again, another advantage. I haven't seen one thing of how this is set up where I look at it and say, man, it's not good for the Celtics. So you might be right, Lou. Maybe I'm overplaying some of these things. But every one of them, you look at it and say, I'm not sure that's a negative for the Celtics. That's probably a positive.
Well,
especially the Philly matchup, if you got to play Philly in the first round.
Philly's a tough matchup. You can point to the home record, and they're not good on the road, and now they're basically on the road. But I look at it the other way. I look at a very disappointing team as a chance to regroup and actually be like, yeah, the regular season was brutal. It might have been a break for them. It might have been a positive for them to end that regular season that was going nowhere. Get Embiid healthy.
Yeah, they needed
it. Get some guys healthy and be like, okay, listen, forget about what happened this year. We have a good team. Preseason, we thought we were contending for the Eastern Conference. Now it's been a disappointment, but we get to start this whole thing over again. We get Boston first round. Let's go.
It's also remember that the Philadelphia games were mostly in Philly. Do we remember the Philadelphia game that they played at the Boston Garden, the one game they played at the Boston Garden? Anybody remember that score? 116-95, game was over at halftime.
What about the games at Philly?
It was, but they're not playing in Philly. That's
no,
my
no,
point.
You're not playing in Boston.
29-2 in Philadelphia. But the neutral site is perfect for Boston. They're good on the road, Lou. The Philly is terrible when they're away from their crowd. I think it changes everything from Philly. Everything. I like the matchup with Boston against Philly. I did not like it before. So before, when I talked about the cute little team, I questioned whether they could win in that first round against Philly, because if Philly wins one game at the Garden, they're not going to lose in Philadelphia. Now I look at it and say, neutral site? I like Boston in this situation. And especially when Boston has more guys that can do more damage. I do. All right, we'll get to the phone calls, and we get the mystery guest coming up in the next segment. We will take the guesses, and then you will hear the mystery guest coming up at 4 o'clock. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Who is your favorite coming out of the Eastern Conference?
Throw all normalcy out of the window. This is pickup basketball outside on a Saturday when it's hot, the wind is blowing, and it's shirts and skins. There's no normalcy. There's no home court advantage. There's no fans in the stands. And so when I look at the Eastern Conference, I'm like, wait a minute. The Boston Celtics should win the Eastern Conference this year under these circumstances. I'm looking at it like a pickup game, and I was picking teams. I would take Giannis first overall, but probably of the next seven picks, four or five for sure will be Boston Celtic players.
Jalen Rose, and I think that might be a little too much of they represent the East in the NBA Finals. I think I'm going to have to go with Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, but I think they can clearly, I think they get to Milwaukee. How's that? They get to Milwaukee, and I would not say this before this. Also, here's another factor. 3 months they haven't played. Kemba Walker should be healthy by now, should he not?
I would hope so.
You hopefully.
Yeah.
Was it a while back, a long time ago, he was talking about how the knee was still bothering him?
Yes.
And we're like, huh. By the way, did you see, I guess they made it official, I guess Kevin Durant's not going to be playing?
Oh, have they?
Starting to tweet.
Yeah.
But you know, you would think Kemba should be healthy.
Yeah, and I also think that there's this, it's not as if these guys forgot how to play basketball. It's not going to be a pickup game during the summer in Venice Beach.
Yeah,
I don't think that's what it's going to be. I
disagree with you. I think it will be.
I think for the young, you think it's, well, I mean, ugly
see,
as
the first
opposed
month
to,
of an NBA season is ugly, Christian. It's
no,
ugly.
Hold on. I'm not saying that. But it's not as if they're not going to run set plays. Now, maybe guys are tripping over their shoelaces and just throwing up bricks.
Timing, rhythm, it's all off.
Yeah, no, and so
plays to the Celtics' advantage. Rose,
yeah, but how can you say it's ugly basketball? Timing's off, rhythm's off, and that plays to the Celtics' advantage
because they have
how
a bunch
can
of
you possibly think it plays to anyone's advantage. We have no clue what's going to look like.
I'm telling you what my
looking good.
Well, I'm telling you what my opinion is. My opinion is that a team like the Celtics that is not based on one superstar that has to do it all, okay, has an advantage in this. And so they're going to have an advantage, that they're going to have different guys that can do stuff on different nights, because it's going to be awkward basketball. It is not going to be the finished product you get late in the season where basically you're wrapped around your superstar and that's where you're going. Everything goes through him. They don't have to do that. They're also going to play on a much tighter schedule. That is difficult for a superstar that you need to go out there and play 40 minutes in a playoff game every other night. You don't get the 3 and 4 nights off. Again,
well,
advantage Boston.
It will be interesting to see who's been working on their craft and who hasn't. Who's because I've seen a lot of guys who didn't have a hoop. They couldn't go to a gym. You know, some of these guys, you know, a small amount of them have their, like, indoor courts or these badass courts. Remember when we were watching, they were playing virtual horse?
Yeah, that was awful.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce, I forgot who was playing. Some guys just had a hoop in their backyard, and some guys had nice little setups. But I don't know how often the guys had nice setups.
The WNBA players had those portable. They had the portable hoops, you know?
Yeah, the one that
they
I have
fill
up
with
my
water.
Pool.
Yeah.
It floats in the pool.
So here's another one, though. Some coaches may not be able to be on the bench. Some are going to have to stay in the locker room. And who knows whether they're going to allow coaches out there that are 65 plus. I mean, Rick Carlisle's been talking about that in the last 24 hours.
What are you going to do
in the
locker room?
Celtics don't have to worry about that.
I mean, it's like you get tossed in the first quarter, right? We know that. Like, no matter if somebody gets thrown out of a game early on, we know they're still managing or coaching, right? But you're not on the court. So you can help in between some things. But if you're, say, Popovich and you're not allowed to go on the court, you're the coach of this team. For what? Pre-game? Halftime?
That's it. Speeches.
Post-game?
You're useless.
Practice?
You're useless. Useless.
You need, there's another head coach.
Yeah.
In the middle of the game.
Right.
Subs. You can't be calling subs and timeouts and putting plays together at timeouts. You can't pop out to do that.
I don't think they have
so
any
you're old... no longer the coach of the team.
Celtics don't have any old coaches. There's another advantage. So here is the other question that everybody has, and that is that you put all of these people contained in a bubble. The tests are, and they're going to do daily testing. You've got to believe that guys are going to test positive. So Adam Silva addressed that yesterday.
If a player tests positive for the virus in the middle of the playoffs, do you have to take the entire team out and they have to sacrifice a series?
The answer is we don't believe we would need to. You know, we've been dealing with a group of our experts plus public health authorities down in Florida now. And the view is that if we were testing every day and we're able to trace, in essence, the contacts that player has had, we're able to, in essence, contain that player, you know, and separate him from his team, and we're continuing to test every day. The belief is we would not have to shut down if a single player tested positive.
So think about that.
I like to believe that.
But think about this again, though.
But
suppose you lose one of your star players. So, Christian, you tell me what happens to the Lakers if LeBron tests positive and he has to go into quarantine for 14 days. See ya. Thanks for coming. How about Giannis if he goes down? See ya. Thanks for coming. Leonard. Again, advantage
but
Celtics.
Will,
Celtics can lose one of these players and still be pretty good.
But here's what I finally got. And I'm really happy Adam Silver said what he said. Because what we've been doing is saying, using the phrase, what happens when?
Yes.
And you heard it there. What happens when? Well, now you know. Hey, what happens when somebody tests positive? Well, okay, here's what we're going to do. Trace testing, this. We have our experts. Okay, we're going to figure it out. That person's going to sit out, but we're not going to shut it down. So there's your answer. So everybody was freaking out for nothing. So it almost feel I almost feel like they have better doctors than the
I think
the
though didn't
the president
didn't,
does.
Didn't he say I'd like to think we won't have to. I still want to listen. I hope
that's the goal, right?
I hope they can just play through it. But Optics Man might make another appearance.
Uh-oh. He's not coming back.
So I'm just saying when a player is positive and they say, "Okay, we're going to do trace testing." So who do you think he's been around for the last 24 hours? You know, I mean,
trace testing, right.
You're going to retest the whole team again. You're going to do daily tests. Like, this is an issue that, I think hopefully these leagues will be able to do daily testing. I know 2 or 3 weeks ago, if you mentioned daily testing for sports, you had 17 articles written across the country in different talk shows talking about how it's irresponsible.
Yeah, it might be changing now.
So
a little bit.
Maybe there is more. I know there's more tests out there, but are there enough for daily testing for the NBA, NHL? Well, maybe they can use the MLB's testing. They won't need them.
Yeah, they're not going to need it.
They can use all theirs.
It's going to be fascinating to watch it play out. And the more I thought about it, going over how this new plan is, I just think, and maybe I'm going to be totally wrong in this, and I was not high on the Celtics in the postseason. I think a lot of these things really play to their advantage. We'll see how it plays out. At least we're going to get sports back here in a month. It's time right now for us to try to take some guesses at our mystery guest.
Let's do it. Who is that?
Who are you?
Who can it be now?
Who is he?
Who the hell are you?
Want to change the rules again today, or are we going to do the same rules? We got it wrong
same
yesterday.
Rules,
we were
same
wrong
rules.
Yesterday.
Well, no, I don't know. You got it right, didn't you? I thought you
got it
from
it
Sean
wrong.
Spicer. You didn't get it?
No, I didn't get Sean Spicer.
Oh, okay. So same rule. Hint from
I had George
Tyler.
Stephanopoulos. I had a different short guy that was also a communications director.
I didn't even guess. I was so off. So a hint from Tyler. And then we'll get as many guesses
this
as we can fit in 3 minutes.
This person is 6'5",
342
pounds.
They've been
this person is a human being.
This person has a pulse.
They've been real easy. When they're Patriot players, they're real easy.
You'll like this. This is a good actually, the guest
what?
Name is
what? Wait, say it over again.
What was that, Paul?
Say it again.
Sorry. I can't speak English. It's not a good skill of mine.
Paul!
The guest gave us the hint today, and so this is a good one. This person caught a drag route as a tight end in college and ran over Charles Woodson.
Say this again.
Again, your mystery guest hint for 4 o'clock on OMF. This person caught a drag route as a tight end in college and ran over Charles Woodson. Your 3 minutes starts now.
Jesus. Okay, so ran over Charles Woodson.
He played in the Big Ten.
Yes.
Yeah, so this is from college, right? Obviously.
Did he play in the profession? Did he play in the NFL?
Yes.
With the Patriots?
Yes.
Go ahead, Lou. Lou, just keep going.
This will be the Lou route. Was he a tight end in the NFL?
No.
Ooh.
What?
He was not a tight end in the NFL.
Fullback.
He played with the Patriots, so he moved to a different position.
Was he a fullback?
No.
Was he a defensive player?
No.
Was he a wide receiver?
Nope.
Was he a tackle?
Yes.
Offensive tackle. All right, there we go.
Okay, was he a right tackle?
Nope.
Tom Ashworth. Oh, no. It's Tom was.
Was he a left tackle?
Yes, left tackle.
Oh, process of elimination. Thank
all right,
you.
And then you go to, well, first, did this guy play in the last 5 years for the Patriots?
No.
There's only been like three left tackles.
Charles Woodson. Let me ask you this.
There's only been three left tackles.
Did he go to last name rhyme with Bright.
Did he go to Purdue?
Yes and yes.
Is he friends with Drew Brees?
I know the answer. He's a good guest today.
All right.
What would he say about Drew Brees? All right, so I'm good. I think I know who it is.
We know the answer.
I think we got it.
We know this answer. We do.
All right.
All right, we'll reveal the mystery guest next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.